ada dengar Henderson Comprehensive Definition Nursing Advanced Curriculum look back at her MOPA on unique function of the nurse. Then you will never go wrong. Anybody, any stakeholder, any employer, any interviewer, anybody in the public, any minister ask you what's the function of you as a nurse. Answer it is always right track already. Okay? And mostly Henderson's falsafa philosophy is that it covers aspect of assistive nursing. Assistive from the word assist, from bantu. So he doesn't use words like helping lah, this one, he said we assist. And her famous ones are the activities of daily living. You remember? To breathe, to walk, locomotion, to drink, all these are her assist, the basic needs of patients. So it is boring to you if I go through one by one. So you just refer back to her famous activities of daily living. ADL lah, selalu dengar kan? Yeah. And nurses, when they look at Henderson's philosophy, with her emphasis on membantu, tolong membantu, membantu itu, it is for direction in nursing education and practice. So at least we are like tahu lah kita punya goal post yang mana. Macam baru habis World Cup kan, when we do nursing, yang mana kita ada arahan, right? So it's a holistic view of human development and health. So you will not go wrong. You don't have to look at a patient as patient. If they are well, you call them clients. Macam perempuan yang mengandung, they are not sick. Kanak-kanak yang datang klinik kita untuk imunisasi, they are not sick, they are well. What about the warga emas? They can be tua, organ dia dah lama ke, lambat sikit dengar, lambat sikit makan punya, rasa gigi and all that. That doesn't mean they are nyanyok. Okay, now, useless. These are very what we call stereotyping. You know stereotyping. We stereotype people. So we kind of think that old people cannot learn new tricks. Selalu bagi dia. So that's why they say that tak payahlah, I do it for you lah. Microwave, tak payahlah tu, I bought it for you. You always think that they cannot, not teachable. That is our perception of people. And if you do that, you are called stereotyping. Stereotype orang. So it's you got to be very careful when we do that. Because you know why? Our perception adalah dibina bukan mulai sekarang. Dari masa kita kecil. So kalau kita hidup di keluarga di mana orang tua betul dia nyanyok, we come up to the dunia, we terus anggap keseluruhan orang tua ialah nyanyok. Say now, you know what I mean? Macam tak boleh dengar or whatever. You see, but if we know how to talk to old people slower, eye contact, cakap menghadapi dia, bagi dia poster ke or what dengan tulisan yang besar, bukan psychedelic ni yang warna hijaunya, kuning ke mana, orang tengok. Saya pun tak nampak. And lagi pun dia ada kilat-kilat, lagi saya tak nampak. So we are not being very fair lah in our judgement lah. So careful not to stereotype lah. And last time when we did a research, we dalam soal selidik, satu item dalam soal selidik kita ialah pilihan jururawat. Kalau diberikan peluang, tandakan dalam kotak yang mana bidang yang anda minat, yang meminati yang whatever, right? Kita taruh kotak pediatric, kita taruh accident emergency, kita taruh gerontology. Selalu gerontology ni ditandakan terendah. Yang tertinggi ialah all those emergency lah, ICU, macam glamour-glamour, macam anda tengok di television Astro lah, Grey's Anatomy lah, apa lagi? ER lah, Chicago Hope lah, apa lagi, semua itu macam glamour-glamour, artis-artis, tapi ada kalau dia pamerkan gerontologi, terendah sekali, tak boleh jual lah kalau dia punya skrip pun. So media ialah satu salahnya persepsi yang kita bina dari orang yang muda. Lagi tengok orang selalu wajah cantik ni selalu dalam iklan-iklan. Tak kisah dia kosmetik ke atau shampoo ke atau whatever sabun ke apa. Adakah dia pamerkan seorang dengan palsy? Apa palsy tau tak? Cerebral palsy yang mana ada cleft palate repair, ada tak? You see, the media is another one. You see tak? So media is a very powerful thing, you know, that can bring the wrong message. You see tak? So it's very, very, you got to be very careful lah. So that's why when we interview calon-calon for ini, for nursing ke apa, we want the right calon to masuk. Not that we katakan tak nak mereka masuk, we don't want them to have early part wrong persepsi and then wasted their 3-4 years here, and some of them may eventually leave nursing, you see what I mean? So avoid that. So that's Henderson's, and I introduced to you a few more, one of which is Watson's. Ini bukan Watson Guardian Store, ini Watson. Ini pasal pada Watson kan? So macam Watson menekankan the caring aspect. Dia focus more on caring, right? In other words, Watson punya ialah panggil curative berbanding dengan curative. That's the perbezaan antara nursing dengan perubatan, medic people. So in this case, when you are the nurse and you are following Watson's falsafah, not Watson's punya ajaran, that means you are in human to human caring approach. Alright, so that's how we said, like macam Henderson, dia sangat fokus in ADL, tetapi tak masuk dalam sebutkan tentang interaksi. That's why when Watson menelitikan Henderson punya penerangan, dia kata, where is your ini human relationship? Tak ada. So Watson kata, kalau kita gunakan falsafah, elakkanlah ambil tuli dari seorang. You ambil bilang Nightingale, Henderson and Watson kata, you still have to jangan terlupa your developing interpersonal relationship. Because Watson kata, kalau dalam perbincangan atau komunikasi dengan klien anda, mereka tak percaya anda, terus you cannot establish interpersonal relationship. They will be very guarding. They will say, no, I don't trust this person. You know what I mean? I don't think I want to tell her anything. You see what I mean? So it is that kind of belief. And banner, tadi saya ada sebutkan, banner centered on the nature of nurse's personal knowledge and nursing practice. Then banner a little bit more realistic lah. Dia kata, salah lah kalau jururawat ini baru dia tamatkan dia 4 year dengan sini punya degree program, and selepas cuti pergi kerja reward, digelarkan RN, registered nurse, and then you expect her to know everything. Is that adil tak? It's not. So banner kata, you must give time. You see not? Dulu program, sejuk punya program jururawat ialah 3 tahun 4 bulan. So sesiapa yang ada saudara dulu yang ada buat nursing, selepas 3 tahun, genap 3 tahun, dia dah lulus, dia dah habis dia punya semua peperiksaan, lembaga ke whatever. Yang 4 bulan ini ialah untuk bukan training, dia panggil orientasi ataupun tagging. Dia ekori the socializing dia ke dalam bidang profession itu. So sama dengan doktor, lepas dia punya MBBS degree, dia dipanggil housemanship, HO. The HO part is dia macam kisian dia, ada tengok lah HO lari sampai ni baju pun boleh jatuh. Doktor panggil dia, ambil borang ini, ambil set ini, ambil appointment date ini. he runs around like orang suruhan. That is to socialize him so that dari aktiviti ini dia tahu mana tempatnya, macam mana susahnya orang cari, macam mana orang yang di jabatan itu dipanggil, apa pentingnya radiology people, apa pentingnya. You see what I mean? Sama juga dengan profession peguam, the lawyers. Habis dia punya perijazahan dan dia hanya panggil LA sahaja, legal assistant. Legal assistant, you kata dia baru habis universiti, sudah pakai jubah ini, dia lari macam ini. Oh, you pergi court ambil itu, you pergi pejabat itu ambil apa, beli stamp, stamp duty, you know ya? Macam orang kerani ke, orang suruhan ke, office boy ke, macam mana you mau panggil, boleh panggil. Tapi dia sudah ijazah. Then 6 months, nanti lawyer is 6 months. 6 months panggil LA, legal assistant. And dia punya dia pun kena macam apply tau, memohon untuk ini syarikat peguam punya untuk untuk terima dia sebagai LA, macam berdeka, tolonglah ambil saya. And dulu dia bayar dia 500, dan lepas tu kurang 300 dua. Then I dengar tak ada bayaran pula, because you are learning the trade of the profession. You see what I mean? Right? Rezeki dia ambil you dalam syarikat, apalagi nak ambil duit pula. That's what their intention. And that makes them a better professional. You see? So that dan lain kali dia nak suruh orang buat kerja stamp duty, dia ingat masa dulu dia pahitnya. Yang kena bergilir macam semua orang macam bodohnya ni, tapi saya sudah berijazah ni. That is the way it is socializing. You see? So nursing after 4 years, as I said to you, sudah bercuti, rehat, rekreasi, balik ambil peranan baru, jururawat berdaftar qualifiers. And the surgeon, what in the world? Yes, hello, something, let's do this. Dia tak tahu apa pun. Isi anak. That's why you tengok you pergi tak tahu ada your experience. Sometimes you go to bank, dia pakai satu lambang ni. Please sabar, please be patient with me, I am new. Ada tak? Ada tak? This is to tell people where your level is. This is so that you nak marah, you tengok dia punya bag. Maafkan dia lah, dia belajar. Tapi jurawat pun boleh pakai satu. I am first year only, please lah, don't scold me lah. Mau dah, you dah tahu. So banner comes out that there are 5 stages in the development of expertise. Right, mulai dari yang tahap yang terendah, novice. Maybe you are considered novice lah, you don't have to wait for starting level. That means to say, I can check up novice because it's relevant to you. Novice means to say your experience are guided. Everything is dependent on policies, regulations. Nak bagi IM, kena pastikan supervision. Nak check, isn't it? So you are very guided, novice. Right? Until just now I mentioned to you, you go so high, you can program teaching for people. You can program the caring of people. Like you see an expert in oncology. Semua benda dengan kanser dia pandai. Until the doctors pun kena tanya dia. So kalau patient yang ada itu IV dengan dripnya untuk chemo kan apa, she can also decide, should I use saline untuk flushing ke, or should I use heparin? What is the latest practice? Dia boleh jawab semua ini. You see anak? And sampai dia sendiri buat research pula. So itu yang panggil tertinggi, apa panggil? Banner panggil dia expert. That means to say, dia tak hanya rujukan pada polisi saja untuk guideline. You see why not? Guideline memang mesti setiap sedia. Tapi, she can think beyond the box of it. You know what I mean? That means she will look at it, oh, this one is a different case. So how? She's like, you know, using guideline, it also can think of innovative, you know, creativity. You see why not? Alright, so that is what it is. And then sekiranya seorang jururawat yang macam bertugas dengan banner punya falsafah akan memberikan description of nursing practice at different levels of proficiency. So when you are the ward sister and you are having, you heard and you have learned about banner, I want this darkness to do this tracheostomy dressing. Or I want this darkness, a student, the third thing that she will ask is, how far is this student nurse in? Is it year 2? Semester upper? Have they learned this in the college or university here? Ada tak dia pergi apa panggil field lab lah? Practical room dah buat banyak atau simulated ke atau whatever, ada supervised tak? So that means to say arah tugasan yang diberikan dia mestilah di mana dia boleh mampu buat. So if you are practicing that in your everyday, that means you are using balance from Safa. You see what I mean? How we apply all this into our lives. Get it or not? Okay? So that's banner. So, sampai tahap ini, one of the greatest theory we have discussed tadi ialah berkaitan dengan falsafah. Get it or not? So, are you able to hafal sikit now? What it means? Based on all this toko, or what we call the nurse theorist. Nightingale is a nurse theorist. Henderson, Watson, banner. Banyak lagi. But I'm just picking up the few youngsters selalu dengar dia, easier to follow. Now let's look at their second one, model. Alright, model ialah jenis yang kedua, theoretical wall in the structure nursing knowledge. And kadang-kadang kita panggil dia models, conceptual model. Pasal ini panggil conceptual because you cannot see. You see what I mean? It's a concept saja. What you do is a concept. Model you can, ada model yang macam ini model kereta. You can tengok the kereta. So abstract means to say you have to tengok apa dia punya maksud and how does it apply. So kadang-kadang ada orang panggil dia model, ada orang panggil framework. Dua-dua pun serupa. It's just yang mana you gemar lah pilihan itu istilah. But they mean the same thing. Framework and model. Now when I tell you framework, what is in your mind? Framework. Maybe not cakap framework, what do you mean? Macam kata bangunan punya framework, what do you expect? Rangka lah kan. Macam ada piling, ada tiang, ada besi, ada tanah, bina, don't know what, isn't it? So framework here means it is how do you start off with? You must have what, then only you naikkan bangunan. That is basically what it is, framework. So it's, in this case, it provides organizational framework for critical thinking about the processes of nursing. So this one will be better understood when we cover like critical thinking. How do you start to realize that you are doing critical thinking and not doing thinking yang macam biasa? Alright? And models are less abstract and more formalized in philosophy. So it's easier to understand kitnya model, a framework berbanding dengan philosophy is macam your VC, your vision, your own percaya juga, kepercayaan. And tak ada sesiapa punya kepercayaan yang boleh katakan salah atau tak betul. It's how you view it at that tahap. So as I said to you tadi, falsafah boleh tukar as you know more about it. Is it alright? That's why some of the master students will come and tell us that dulu kesian my patient. Kenapa kesian punya? Dulu saya pun diploma saja. Saya buat apa yang saya anggap betul ikut ajaran tutor saya. Now dengan degree, I find that I can give more to the patient masa beri perawatan bedside. I say, why is that so? Because then I realize that I can do a better history taking, alright. I can get the patient involved in the management. I don't have to do everything for the patient. I assess better. Apa dia boleh buat, saya pastikan dia buat. I empower. So dia belajar empowerment. Is it not? So dia kata macam ini. So you see, the level have changed. Oh, I'm happy. You learn empowerment, eh? Yeah. Empowerment means to say it's like, you are the expert, you are with the client or patient. You're just telling the patient, tolong, use me. Ask me everything you want to know. You're going to go home with injection subcutaneous untuk insulin. I'm going to teach you. Tak kisah you teach dengan orange ke, sabun ke, sponge. Teach, use me, ask me anything you don't know. You know, you're just like telling the patient that way. So you are empowering your patient to use your knowledge. You want to transfer the expertise to the patient. You don't want to be so critical and simpan saja. You want them to be pandai so that they can manage the care. You see what? Because you're going to learn later on that healthcare is very costly. We try to avoid patient coming back to hospital. We try to avoid patient wasting instrument or wasting drugs, and also we want to avoid complications. And we want the patient to be compliant. Compliant of adherence to their medication. You see what I mean? And that's why after my lecture, some of the students did that research, like your friends. I like to study patients compliant to non-compliant, whatever. Adherence, whatever. You see what I mean? So this is how you pick up an idea for your study, okay? So, now, tadi saya cakap, models atau framework are more clear compared to falsafah. Why? Because when you talk about model atau framework, we always discuss under the subheadings. Tajuk yang berasingan. You look at mulai person, persekitaran, health, akhirnya pandangan jururawat. How do you look at person environment? So it's easier. So go by this, and all these four are all ada kaitan. Dia tak boleh dikatakan macam masuk compartment atau satu cell or satu unit. Right? So it's all together. Tapi all means person, environment, health and nursing. So very hard to understand. Let me ambil satu contoh then you can see ya. Like kata Nightingale punya model. Dia kata first person, first thing is person. Ataupun now the modern word is panggil orang client lah, pelanggan kita lah, atau consumer kita. So here it bermaksud seorang individual with reparative processes. That means dia sendiri mempunyai repair punya proses yang penting to deal with disease. But they are passive in terms of influencing the environment on us. So you have to accept that every human being has got an immune system. Macam itulah. Dia sendiri boleh elakkan penyakit, whatever. Tetapi passive lah. Ini immune system ialah aktif lah. Tetapi dia passive. That means dia tak boleh katakan kalau ada masalah di persekitaran ataupun wilderness. So, the environment, you cannot, like for example, key is bell. Tapi persekitarannya ada orang dengue. Key is sehat. What? Dengue, right? Tapi itu sikit menyamuk yang kecil gigit dia. Can you do something about it? Can you do anything about it? And ini kecil punya, boleh bunuh orang. You see what I mean? So, all the nurse also. That means the nurse must be knowledgeable when you look after this person. If the nurse cannot detect, like ABC, airway breathing, then can you consider that your bad luck? See or not? So, look at that as a person. The other one is environment. Tak susah nak faham environment, it means persekitaran. All that surrounds a person affects the state of health. All that around the person. So if the nurse doesn't practice aseptic technique, apabila buat dressing, the patient will get it. Cross infection. Macam mana bite the surgeon buat di dewan bedah? Tak guna. If the wound gets infected. Or masa you STO tak ikut peraturan betul STO, and then you tertinggal sebahagian benang dalam itu, jadikan dia benda asing and kena masuk balik ke OT ke ruangan. That is beyond the control environment. It can be the nurse, it can be the person, right? And health is maintained through prevention of disease via environmental health problems. So maksudnya kita kalau boleh kita ikutlah itu pedoman. Prevention is better than cure. prevention? Why is it that we, like you say, if you can, masuk hospital, kalau tak boleh dirawat di rumah sebagai outpatient, in the hospital, lebih kurang well, bagi dia health teaching, then better you recover in the house before you get nosocomial lah, before you acquire infection lah, dan sebagainya. Ya nak? Alright? So, MRSA lah, whatever. And the nurse in charge of health and wellness of people, provision of optimal conditions to enhance the person's reparative processes. So, you can give the best, all your nursing intervention, perawatan, at the end of it, you have to undur balik, move 2 steps back, and then you have to do your evaluation. That's why it's the same like doing your assessment, planning, intervention, and and what do you call that? Nursing process. Right? Nursing process is a junk problem solving format for jururawat. That is how we do our nursing care. Kalau you tak suka panggil dia nursing process, tak kisah. You can call it Sharifah Korea process, Aini Mia process. Tetapi you have to mengakui, this is the format we follow. Nursing process. And actually, Orlando that started it. Orlando nursing process. It's orang lah. But whatever it is, if any program don't take through that when you bertemu patient, menghadapi seorang patient, you plan your nursing care dengan ikut ini format, then later on, you pergi mana negeri practice, dan bila mereka minta your transcript, you know what transcript? Apa you dah belajar di sesuatu institusi, they don't see that process, they will never bagi you the pengiktirafan. Last time when we teach nursing, kita selalu panggil apa? Tanggungjawab jururawat sebelum bagi injection. Tanggungjawab jururawat semasa. Tanggungjawab jururawat selepas. That is tak boleh pakai sekarang. So kalau sesiapa tutor saya yang ada nota yang kuning-kuning ni tu, kertasnya macam ni, then sorry. Because this is not the format we follow. It doesn't make the student critical thinker. That means you buat kerja dengan sangat robotic, robot saja. So when every patient is different. So like macam ambil satu tata cara yang paling basic. Katalah ambil suhu badan. The first thing is you assess. Then you kata assess apa? Simple saja tata cara ambil dan suhu badan. You assess the patient. You tanya soalan yang bersesuaian. Adakah baru merokok? Bukan mau utamakan merokok. Adakah baru minum minuman sejuk ke panas yang dekat macam ni belum separuh jam something like that. Adakah baru exercise? Because you learn dari knowledge that all these like exercise akan menghasilkan habal. Therefore it will affect your bacaan suhu badan. Am I right lah? Then you assess the patient. Mulut dia macam mana? Nak tengok apa mulut lah. You tengok whether the patient can biarkan suhu itu termometer lama dalam itu dengan tutup bibir atau dia akan gigit. Takkanlah you ambil suhu badan oral untuk patient yang macam dalam sawan ke? Ada kanak-kanak ke? Isn't it? So this is assessment. You see what I mean? Then you ready to implement. Plan, then implement, then you evaluate. Then baca itu bacaan, then buat apa? Catat saja. That is not evaluation. But if you take the reading, you're going to compare masa you record, tengok dulu macam mana, sekarang macam mana, and you're also going to imbas balik. Oh, saya belajar. Normal jangka suhu badan, oral, ialah macam ini. So, is this patient fever or no fever? Or what? Fever apa tak fever kan? So, this is what we mean. Right? You nurse in charge, you have to understand this process. So, what I suggested to you, it can be 4 steps. Ada author kata 5 step kan? Tak apa, whatever it is, the basic is the 4 steps in nursing process. This is essential. As I say, tak suka nama nursing process, tak kisah. Panggil sendiri, one punya process pun boleh. But you must acknowledge, mengakui, this is a format we follow. When we sendiri mempreskripkan kita punya nursing care. Bukan doktor yang boleh prescribe, we prescribe. Right? I can decide. Is it lah? Alright? So these are what I meant, huh? Dari 19J. Now, have you heard of Orem? Yes, so I introduce one for you. How does Orem punya model looks like? Orem kata person initiate and perform self-care activities. So, that is, in Orem punya pandangan, the person must mulakan, initiate, start and lakukan yang punya activities self-care. Environment, form an integrated and interactive system. Health conditions that permit self-care, adakah sumber-sumber membantu dia? And macam mana dengan assistive, membantu, perkhidmatan to persons who are totally, wholly or partly independent. Now, kita panggil, ambil satu contoh, then kita boleh apply kan all these empat. Let's say, seorang yang baru hilangkan sebelah kaki, amputasi kaki. Right? Now, you have to look at the person first. Now, the person baru hilang satu anggota dia. So, self-image tak ada lah. Body image lah. Jejas. So, you have to ensure the person melalui the process. Macam mana dia belajar itu proses? Denial kan? Apa panggil siapa punya? Blaros lah, something like that lah. Sampai dia terima itu peringkat. So don't be so like gung ho, aggressive. Oh, orang kata, this one kata, sister Rubia kata, we must start now. You have to accept, is the patient ready? Let me accept it, bukan denial. Ataupun baru ada colostomy. Bila you buat dressing, you terserah tengok. Bila you buat dressing, dia tak mau tengok. That means it's still denial. You don't have to ask the patient, are you denying your prostate? Aduh, tak payahlah. Use your pemerhatian. Mata tu apa? Itu ialah weapon, your alat. Teknologi yang murah. Mata saja, tengok. So, you can observe, you can see that patient is still in denial. Not that dia tak mau nafas ke dalam luka. Ini ostomi dah lama lah, bukan sekarang lagi. Mula-mula ialah, isn't it? Kata suruh patient nafas, jangan nafas dalam luka pasal sterile dressing. But it's so long, 10 hari ini dia masih tengok macam ini. Something wrong kan? Alright? So, like the amputation patient, ready acceptance phase. Masak, tahap. Then the environment. Bentuk integrated and interactive system. That means to say, you are now ready. That means in the environment, in the ward, then readiness to accept. Then the physio come in, the physio will introduce all these pakar-pakar orang buat kaki palsu, prosthesis. Then the staff will organize support group, tengok buat dia yang orthopedic, ada ini patient yang ada kaki palsu, dia bertemu support group lah, so that the patient ada minat and also boleh nampak, oh aku bukan seorangan di dunia ini yang tak ada kaki ke whatever. Boleh tunjukkan gambar, boleh tunjukkan video, YouTube, banyakkan orang ternama, VIP yang jalan sebelah kaki pun ada, tak nampak. You see what I mean? So these are the things you can do. All para Olympic people, you know, orang OPU lah, orang kurang lah. Okay, you can, so you introduce all these things. Then the health conditions that permit self-care resources. Resources mean your sumber. Do you have that people to bagi pengajaran, to bagi dia latihan untuk jalan dengan crutches dulu, mula-mula. Macam mana buat stump dressing bila balik. Bilakah ready untuk mula dengan pemakaian kaki palsu. These are resources lah. Right? And the nurse. A nurse datang sini ialah assistive helping. In other words, mula-mula dia dependent pada kita. Yes, kita mengakui dia dependent. Just like your ICU patient. Tak boleh nafas, kita kena pasang ventilator dengan tube endotracheal ke trachea whatever. We help you to breathe. But when the time comes for you, we want to lepaskan ini tanggungan. We want to surrender it back to you already. To make you self so that you can masuk balik dalam masyarakat. You see how that is how we look at a model to guide us what to do. So certain ones, orem some will be better, certain ones not. That's why if you don't have some idea of model, you will end up spoiling your patient. That's why like some of our patients in ICU, especially those like myasthenia gravis, you know, they cannot nafas, they of course, still they go to ICU. So they are very happy in ICU when they recover. You see our ICU, the past ICU, they are, sebelum pergi ward biasa, they are the HDU, high dependency unit, sebentar. So it's still very close. They are still very happy there, very confident. You know why? Dia tengok sendiri, saya dikelilingi oleh semua barang-barang resusitasi. Saat yang saya tak nampak, saya tahu dia akan tolong. And I tengok itu bilik doktor bertugas. I tengok doktor malam pun tidur sana. You see what I know? And then when you come a time, then we maklum itu berita. Tuan ke, lepas ini, kita akan pindah balik ke ward medical. And bila sampai medical tak lama, they suddenly go into crisis. Hyperventilate. Macam, you know. In other words, when they are in ICU, we spoil everything, we do everything, they end up getting ICU psychosis. Ooh. It is a true fact. So this is why we cannot do everything for the patient so far. You see or not? We have to give the patient the confidence. Don't worry. The ward has all the nurses yang sangat skillful. Mahir. They know. They will look after you. Yes. Walaupun dia satu jurawat jaga ramai orang, they know what is going on. You don't worry. What the other patient so? Don't tell me you want to make ICU your home. Ah. Tak mau balik rumah. Just to start. So the ward is the testing for you to rehabilitate every day. You macam mana berfungsi. Then you will come a time you're ready to be discharged. You have to counsel them like that. You see what I mean? So that is why when we have to do a model, we have to see when is the time kita buat semua untuk you. 100%. Itu panggil holistic lah. But we must also kena tahu bila nak withdraw untuk dia buat sendiri. Otherwise they will be dependent. You see what I mean? So model is useful, huh? It's useful. But that time when you're in year 1, sem 1, you were just learning for exam. So itu ialah sebab ada issues for you to kaitkan balik all those things that ada dibincangkan. Right? So number 2 ni bullet sini, nursing models. Right? As I say, falsafah. Very broad. Alright. Models are easier to see. And now easier to see will be theories. This is the final type of the nursing world. And it's composed of concepts which are related in statements or propositions. Theories are less abstract than nursing conceptual models, like your nursing process. So, its theory is about how nurses process the observation of patient behavior and how they react with the patient based on apa data yang terdapatkan, including what they say. Right? So, ini yang panggil apa? Data yang kita nampak kita panggil objective data. Apa yang patient cakap? Subjective data. So, this is where it is. Alright? So, this part should be easier to understand because all this while, if you take a nursing process theory, you are thinking through in terms of assessment, alright, planning, then you implement, then you evaluate. So that is the main part of the theory part, which are really So all in all, when we talk about nursing, in why you have to know all this, then only when you bincang atas line cabaran or challenge or issues, you're looking at all this again. Right? Philosophy, model and theories. Right? And what is the purpose of it? Purposes of understanding this ialah provide direction and guidance. Bagilah kita macam berikan kita perjalanan. And sedikit panduan. Right? Macam mana nak structure professional nursing so that when we want to relook at nursing, kita kena relook bukan sahaja nursing education, we have to look at importance is nursing practice. Nursing practice termasuk pentadbiran. You have to look about administration of nursing. And look at nursing education and what are the things that other people buat. Kita hanya ikut saja, follow, copycat saja. We have to do our own local research and see whether dia punya findings tak apply to us, then we don't follow. Like you say, jagaan food care. Jangan kasih food care. You look at the Western punya jagaan, they have empat musim. Salji, sejuk, summer, whatever. Mana kita ada sini? Summer throughout the whole year. Alright, atau banjir saja lah itu. So, we cannot use their model that much. Especially when it's winter, dia kena pakai berapa kali socks lah. Ada fireplace lah untuk ini. Eh. So, we don't use that. So, we have to make our own local one. So, we have to do our own local research. You see what I mean? They already start pakai kasut ini. Banyak penduduk kita masih tak ada slipper juga. You see tak? You cakap dengan dia ada pakai lah slipper. Bagi dia slipper pun dia tak mau. Pasal dia kata tak sedap pakai. Biasa. Tapi dia diabetik. Apa kena dia batu ke paku ke end up ulcer lah. You teruk. So sometimes it is why it is very difficult to change mindset lah orang cakap. Mindset. And after you do, you if people don't change mindset, ada dah but learning taken place. Where, what do you mean by learning? How do you know a person yang dah belajar? The learning is a change in behavior. Kalau tak ada change in behavior, that means they have not learned. I can tell you so much about kalau minum kopi dengan condensed milk, tak boleh lagi taruh gula. Di depan saya dia kata ya. Dia faham. Ya. Tapi bila I tengok dia practice, lagi ikut balik. That means there's no learning. Pasal tak ada changing behavior.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So it is how we have to structure that. Alright? That's why you see for professional nursing, early part I talk about sejarah sikit about nursing in Malaysia, whereby kita kena awal pagi datang kerja, selepas dengar report kena kira linen kotor atau apa lagi kena kira kan. These are all non-nursing and boleh upah atau bayar bagi balik lobby lah buat itu. So kalau kita ambil balik itu masa, apakah jururawat akan buat dengan masa yang kita ada? Berdiri di nurses station sembang-sembang ke awak? We are to invest that time yang kita gumpul untuk professional nursing. Professional nursing bermaksud berkomunikasi lebih dengan patient. Bagilah counseling, ajaran kesihatan di sisi katil. You see what I mean? Buat research. Selalu jurau kata tak ada masa nak research. Sekarang dia tak cerita tak ada masa, dia kata tak tahu buat research. Itu lebih jujur lah. Kalau kita kata tak tahulah, then kita beritahulah. Kita ada continuing education, in-service education, kita boleh lah. Ataupun kita kata datanglah untuk buat ijazah. Dalam ijazah ada berapa 6 kredit ke 10 kredit ke dalam nursing process, research process. You see what I mean? Last time in PPM, I can safely say berdiri sini, when we say that, hello kawan, ini ialah teaching hospital. Masa you ambil tugasan sini, ada cakap selain daripada beritahu you gaji, berapa cuti you ada tahunan, bla bla bla, dia juga ceritakan dalam kontrak kerja you are expected to teach. And they turn around say, I only know nursing, I don't know how to teach. Betul, kita ambil itu sebagai kelemahan kita. Kita tak boleh tolak itu. It's true, it is a true permintaan. So what we do? Every year we run 3-4 times workshop on teaching methodology to teach them to know how to teach so that they know how to plan teaching in the time. You see what I mean? We don't just turn a deaf ear, minta orang bagi evaluation and then biarkan dia. We have to take action on that. You see what I mean? So this is why we have to restructure our professional nursing practice. Right? Now, in time to come, masa hadapan ini isu nursing. Like sekarang, you setiap hari you bagi ubat kan, pharmacology kan, pemberian ubat pagi, 8 o'clock. Kalau lah itu patient ada ubat dan pagi itu lepas bagi ubat, you tidak sign dalam kalex. And masa buat round kata, kenapa tak sign? Maksudnya tak bagi ke ubat ini? Dia kata, no, bagi, sorry lah, boss tak terlupa sign. Isn't it something like that you do? In other words, if you fail to do, you'll be called up. Am I right lah? Because if you ask the patient, patient will say, tak tahulah, so banyak ubat, mana ubat you cakap pun saya tak tahu, isn't it? But if you don't do a health teaching to your inpatient, next time, you will be called up. Why didn't you do health teaching? Sekarang, tak buat, boleh diampu, minta maaf, lepaskan. Tapi dalam masa hadapan, ia akan dijadikan mandatory. Wajib. You have to record what health teaching you do. So I have a patient yang kalau saya ada kerja di ward coronary, CCU, patient kami dengan myocardial infarct. Alright, kali pertama. I have to jadualkan. I mean, I have to assess. This is the first time admission, first time serangan heart attack. How much do the patient tahu ke tak tahu? Tanda dan gejala chest pain. Kegunaan GTN, sublingual. This and that. Alright, I have to jadualkan this semasa saya lepas buat assessment. I write it down. And then, saya mulai dengan pertama punya tajuk. Under gejala chest pain. Bila saya buat, nama saya, tarik saya buat, dan all this kena catat dalam rekod kemajuan macam ward round. Sekarang, tak boleh kita buat dia sebagai undangan dalam nurse practice because bukan semua jururawat tahu about clinical teaching. Teaching function. Do you have a teaching function here? Ada tak module teaching function of the nurse? Maybe later lah you have. You see what I'm saying? So right now, it is you can dilepaskan without any alasan. But in time to come, no way. You see what I mean? So this is important. The structure has got to change. Satu lagi ialah differentiating the focus on nursing from other professions. So understanding philosophy, models and theories. Orang awam, kementerian, line-line bidang macam lawyers, engineers, surveyor, line profession akan tahu jururawat dalam 4 tahun ijazah pertama apakah mereka belajar yang khas daripada line bidang. So this is why dengan itu kita boleh katakan if we do a ward round, if we don't see anything right, we can write. Saya di sini mau not ready ke, ready ke, or BD dressing ke, or whatever. You see what I mean? It's up to me. If I to do a ward round, and kalau doktor itu tulis dalam nota, buat mouth toilet, then something is wrong with the nurses in the whole ward. It reflects on the pemimpin ward itu, jururawat. That means to say, you have to come to that level where the doctors from another profession have to tell you what to do nursing care. You see what I'm saying? Alright, so this is very important. If you don't have that kind of direction or focus, then you can't say that people will come in and tell you what to do. Yeah. Alright, so that's why in those countries where it's very established, they will say, if the patient tells the doctor, actually I have to do the self-breast examination, BSC, but I don't know how to do it. Doctor, can you teach me? The doctors will say, the best person to teach you will be the nurses because they have done this. So the doctors are recognizing you as a profession. You see what I'm saying? Alright? So if you can't differentiate, then we are in trouble. We are no longer professional group, tapi dipanggil kumpulan sokongan. Dulu kita punya gaji ialah sokongan. Sokong means what? You sokong lain orang. Bukan professional. So professional people, dia punya member, ahli dia dalam profession, semua dia melalui satu program pengajian sebelum practice. dan semua dia punya ahli, mesti daftar dalam itu dia punya persatuan, dia punya club macam itu. You see or not? Like all the doctors must be member of the medical association. All lawyers must be members of their apa lawyer punya, peguam punya association. Tetapi sekarang, are all nurses in the association? No. You can go and ask the ward, how many staff nurses are in the MNA, Malaysian Nurses Association, Persatuan Jururawat Malaysia. Dulu pendaftaran 18 RM setahun saja. Mungkin sekarang 20 ke 22 lah. The nurses will say, tak nak lah, tak mau lah. I say, why? Apa dia buat untuk saya? Persatuan buat apa? They will ask this way, but you don't understand. Persatuan means unity is strength. You see or not? And I always tell them back what the president of dulu punya America kata, President Kennedy. Ask not what you can do for your country, but ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Give some sumbangan. You see what? So tukar dia. Ask not what the association can do for you, but what you can contribute to your own association. You say, tak ada apa pun, tak ada, tengok the doctors, dia association buat ini. If everybody member yang bagikan idea, then they ambil itu project, and then everybody ialah member wajib, dia ada dia punya yuran, they can do something. But nurses, the other way round. Aku berdiri pun malu cakap, ni, I'm a nurse also. But, tapi bila durian datang RM50 boleh bayar. RM24 pun tak apa. You see what I mean lah? So sometimes kita punya priority sikit pun tak betul lah kan. So that's why we have to be penat, always going on roadshow when new graduates going to pass up. Please join your own association. Because when you are association yang kuat, member dia 100%, I mean all registered nurses, ialah ahli dalam persatuan ini. Apabila kita ada apa-apa isu nursing, kita nak ambil ke pihak atasan, ke lobby, ke parlimen, ke perbincangan kementerian, then the ministry will ask you, berapa orang jururawat dalam praktis? You say 50,000. Berapa member? You tengok belakang. Tak ada pula suara, sudah. Lain orang, next, you di tepi kan? That's why your suara tak kuat. You see what I mean not? Huh? That's why last time kita bagi satu promosi ya, jadi ahli senyawa, we call it line member, RM200. Ramai jururawat cepat ambil itu. Because they are young, so kalau 10 tahun, RM20 setahun kan? Dan 200, so you know, 20 years is still murah lah, isn't it? Itu untuk satu tempoh saja. Sekarang dia tanya balik, adakah lagi itu promosi? Dah lama dah habis lah. So sekarang kena bayar yuran setiap tahun lah. You see anak? But you notice people boleh pergi shopping, beli kain RM50, RM60, tak kisah lah. Makan pun tak kisah, tapi minta RM20 setahun untuk professional punya satuan tu susah. Lagi potong dari gaji tau. So sebulan RM2 pun susah. Banyak kerja untuk kita punya staff accountant. Dia kata, teruk ni, ini jururawat RM2 potong. I think RM2 pun tak mahu potong. Bukan. So this is how to be professional. You see what I mean lah? So think about it. I'm not here to be politician apa. But this is the situation we are in. We have to be collective bargaining. Kita panggil bahasa English. You know, collective bargaining means you have to negotiate. You've got to have the strength of the members. How to have strength is some half-hearted want to join, some don't want to join. You see what I mean? And when we go on the roadshow, semua orang one by one leave, because when it comes to you run dia, how kena sign tu orang already disappeared. Tetapi when dia kata, wah, member yang ada, oh, kita pergi club itu di Langkawi, saya pun pergi, tapi tak ada member, kena bayar lebih sikit lah. Dia kata, ah, macam ini ya? Itu pun susah, isn't it? So we have to think lah when you talk about nursing, being a professional. I think you got lectures on professionalism, so I won't talk about it too much. Huh? So, what's the time now? 10 dah. Kenapa tak cakap? Habis dah. Okay, now we'll go very fast. We've got a few more. Why don't we rehat now? What's the time here? 10:30. Huh?
I think you better rehat now. So we come back at 10:45. Then I will rumuskan sekali. Rumuskan sekali how philosophy model and theory ada implikasi on practice education research. Just nice for me to stop here, so that I want to touch on this.